many of you believe that the blood of the Lamb has given you victory? How many of you believe that the blood of the Lamb has set you free? Come on, somebody, put your hands together for the Lord in this place. Come on. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus.
There is a fountain flow from Calvary's mountain drawn, from essence inside
is the precious
sinner is plunged into that flow. From his wounds are washed whiter than snow.
Is the precious blood,
it is the blood, it is the blood, it is the blood, blood, that precious blood. Help me say,
it is the blood,
it is the blood.
Is the pressure.
your name, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. My God, I'm a motion. My legal, I'm a motion. Legal, I'm a motion.
Oh, precious is the flow that makes me one.
Jesus. The Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24 that he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Today we want to pray. Every sickness was carried on Jesus on the cross. Now the Bible said that all the 39 stripes he took, they are the evidence that we are healed, because every stripe literally gave Jesus the feeling of every infirmity that you have ever felt. That's why the Bible says that because we have a high priest who was touched with the feelings of our infirmities, that's why he maketh intercessions on our behalf. We pray for you wherever you are, and we exercise dominion over every infirmity and every sickness. I decree by the power in the blood of Jesus that at the sound of my voice and in the mighty name of Jesus, the name to which every knee bows and every tongue confesses, let every infirmity bow inside your body in the name of Jesus. I speak to your entire body, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, from your bones to your brain, to your blood, to every organ, to every tissue, every cell, I decree in the name of Jesus, let every paralysis be reversed in the name of Jesus. Let every infirmity of the blood disappear in the name of Jesus. Let every infirmity in your bones disappear in the name of Jesus. Let every weakness receive strength in the name of Jesus. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, begin to do what you are not able to do. Begin to do what you have not been able to do in the name of Jesus. Anything that has helped you, that has held you captive, any chains that has bound you, any sickness that you have accepted and you are living with, I decree in the name of Jesus, receive life, receive health, for he wishes above all things that we may prosper and be in good health. So in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree you are healed and you are whole in Jesus' name. Give glory to God. In Jesus' name.